But I'm going to touch the scripture tonight that says sometimes you have to call those things that be not as though they were. Not as though they are, that they will be, but that they were. That means that you are already. It's good to know that I already am. Come on, say I already am. Come on, say I am prosperous. Come on, say I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am blessed. Come on, say I am more than a conqueror. Listen to what you're saying. Not just a conqueror. You are more. Everybody say more. Come on, say it again. Say more. Say I am more. Come on, say I am rich. Say I am healed. Say I am happy. Come on, say I am clear. I am holy. Say I am anointed. Say I am victory. Say it again. Say I am victory. Come on, say it again. I am victory. I am a winner. I want to listen to me well. It's a slight change in our demeanor, in our conversation, in our functioning, and in our thinking. We're not far off. All right? Oh, you ever heard the statement, you're closer than you think? Yeah. But understand that you are closer than you think. Break it down. All right, you ready? You are. Say, I am.
I am.
I said again, y'all. I love I am. I can say that all night. Say, I am.
I am.
Closer than I think.
So
if I'm not that close at this moment, or I'm not feeling like I'm in there right now, or I'm not feeling like I am, then my thinking needs to change because I'm closer than I.
Amen.
Are y'all with that? So I am. The Bible tells me over and over again. I looked up I am. It's in there hundreds of times. And that's just in the New Testament. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am. And it tells you all the good things that you are. That you already are. All the good things that you already have. Stop letting outside circumstances change your mind about who you are. Stop looking at your bank account and feeling like you're a failure. Stop looking at things that's going on the outside and forget who you are. I love it this morning. I text some friends this morning, and then you're going to laugh at me, but the Lion King. Mufasa come out the clouds and said, remember. And then he was looking at it. Simba was looking at himself in the water. He said, remember who you are. I said that to some people this morning. I said, remember. It was early, 7:30. Remember who you are. When we talk about taking communion, do this in remembrance of me. You're remembering who you are. Remember. Everybody say remember.
Remember.
Come on, everybody say remember.
Remember,
remember who you are. Say, I am more. Let me tell you real quick, you are more. I don't care how you feel right now. I don't care what you think you've been through. I don't care where you think you come from, or how bad your circumstance is, or how bad your situation was, to where you think you're not more than what you were. Listen, that is the devil. That is the enemy trying to fool you out of your inheritance. You are more. Come on, say it. I am more. Say it a little louder. Say, I am more. You got to say it with some gusto. I am more. What you more than? Everything that's around you. What are you more than? All the problems. Any problem that comes up, you are more than that. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him that love us. You're not more because of you. I get it. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Listen. Who loved me and gave himself for me, all right? So stop banking your faith on what you're doing. Stop banking your faith on how good you are. You never, listen. We are only good because God made us good through Jesus. So now he didn't cut a covenant. Jesus made a promise in blood to us. So because that had happened, I don't have to, oh Lord, I'd be without hope if I had to rely on myself. You know, I'm fickle. Come on, you can be fickle sometimes. Right? You can act. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God my faith ain't in me. If I woke up this morning without my faith on something else, I'd be lost. If I woke up this morning thinking that I had to make it happen, I'd be in trouble, partner. You too. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the price that was paid. Thank God for loving us before we loved ourselves. You, listen to me well. You are more. I made it up in my mind not to let anything tell me anything other than what God says about me. He said it, and so I'm it. What he said, that's what I am. Sit down. Look at you. Even sometimes your friends and your church members and your mamas and your daddies and the people that pray with you and in the group meet with you, sometimes they say something to you that gets you to second guess who you are. Forget that. You have to know that you are more. Say, I am more. We're going to say it a bunch of times tonight. I am more. What's that last thing you dealt with? I am more. What's that last amount you needed? I am.
I am more.
If you would, and it's okay if you do this. It's okay if you ask for the amount. I'm not telling you not because you're going to. I can ask for it. That's cool. You can ask for it. But if you knew who you were, you wouldn't have to ask for it. If you knew that you were more, then that amount wouldn't count that much.
That's right.
I am
more.
You are more. You are more. Listen, there's one problem. I'll walk out here and tell you there's one problem. It's not a bunch. There's not a bunch of problems all over the place. Problems here and there, trials and tribulations. I got all these problems in my life. No, all you got is one. All you got is one problem.
That's right.
You say, well, my health been acting up, and my money been acting up, and my relationship, I've been having trouble in my house. Well, you got one problem. You ain't got three, you got one. Yeah, one problem. Everybody say one problem. That's all you got. 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 You're going to make it easy. Everybody, can we make it easy?
Yeah.
Can we make it? I can't hear you. Can we make it easy?
Yeah.
You got one problem. Come on. Come on. Hold your finger. I'm going to look at it. Not. Count your toes. Y'all be counting your problems all on your toes. And I got more problems than I got toes and fingers. No. Just look at it. One problem. Your one problem. You ready for it? I leave you hanging a little bit now. Your one problem is that you don't know who you are. That's your one problem. You don't have a bunch. All of these things that seem like a bunch of problems are only offsprings from that one thing that you didn't know at the beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you knew that you are abundance, you never have lack another day in your life. If you knew that you are health, that you are healthy, I mean, you're made that way. It is God who worketh in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. Greater is he that is in you than he that is. That's God. Your life source, that's God on the inside of you. So that is the health. You are already that. So I don't care what report came. I am healed. You don't want to say it right now. Say it. Listen, hold on. Every time I say I am something, you better go ahead and jump on.
That's right.
Because we're making a confession.
Yes.
We're saying something. We're calling those things that be not as though they were, so they can be.
That's right.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Stop saying I am all this other stuff. I am tired. And you wonder why you always take a nap. Like, you see, I'm confused. Well, you are putting God-like deity on something that ain't worth it. You are adding God-like energy. I am. We first heard about him. He said, tell him I am that I am. That's what he referred to himself as. He's talking to Moses. He said, why they ain't gonna listen to me? How I'm gonna go back? He said, just tell him I am that I am. So it's I am. Say it. It's the deity of God. It's all the power of God is in that. Is in those three letters. I am. All the power of God is in those three letters. Now you need to be mindful where you're putting the power of God. Is it that important? Yes. Do I have to watch my words that much? Yes. By thy words thou art justified, and by thy words thou art condemned. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So whatever you've been saying, that's what you're going to end up being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So sometimes you got to shut up.
That's right.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing.
That's right.
Stop getting on the phone and complaining to your friends because they make you feel good. Stop dumping. Stop dumping and start jumping. Stop getting on the phone and dumping on your friend and jump to the I am. Can you please?
Yes, sir. Yes,
could
sir.
You please?
Yes, sir.
All right, the next time it come up, something going to come, all right?
Yes,
but when it comes, say, I am.
I am.
And whatever is the opposite of that thing,
yes,
say that's what you are.
Yes.
Come on, y'all hear me?
Yes.
It's a simple thing that we don't even put into practice. How many times you said I am today, and then what did you say you was? You got one problem. You have one problem. Knowing who you are answers everything. Knowing who you are in Christ answers any crisis that might come up in your life. There is no problem that can come that can overcome the I am. Not one. There's not one problem that can overcome the I am. But you need to know who you are. Listen, there's one problem, so there's one thing that's needful. Y'all know the scripture. Come on, Luke 10:30. Go to it real quick. I'm not going to stay that long because I have somewhere else to go. But Luke 10:30, there's one problem, so there's one thing. If you got one problem, you ever took a test? You ever took a math test before? Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
All right, if you got one problem, how many answers you need?
One.
You don't need, listen, it don't make no sense to write down 25 answers if there's only one question on the test. You sat down and there was one problem. So all you need is one answer, right? Only one thing is needful. You around here running after all these different antidotes. How many times? How many antidotes you been looking for? Well, maybe it's this. Well, maybe I ain't praying enough. And so you prayed more, but it still didn't change. Can we be honest? We family. Come on, family. Well, maybe I didn't do this. So you go do that, but it's still. Come on, I'm at your house, ain't I? I'm all in your business. Honey. You don't say amen too loud, I understand. But I'm all up in your business, in your car, all up in your purse, all that. I'm all up in there right now. I know. Because we're trying to solve things. I said it Sunday. Be, do, and have. Say it. Being, doing, and having. Come on, say it again. Being, doing, and having. Come on, say it again. Being, doing, and having. We've been doing a lot of stuff that have a lot of stuff, but we don't know who we are. Truth of the matter is, you really ain't doing it. If you don't know who you are, you can't really function in this thing. Your deeds are invalid if you really don't know who you are. If you don't know the power behind your doing, you will have no results. Being, doing, and having. So we've been attacking and we've been functioning from the. Wouldn't it be great for the enemy for us to function backwards? For us to drive in reverse all the way here? Come on, where you came from? Where you drove from just now? You know, you drove here and just put in reverse and drive all the way in reverse here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't he get all kind of stuff accomplished? He get you off track. You be confused. Your neck will be hurting. You're going to run into somebody else if you don't get into the ditch before then. Then you're going to need somebody to pull you out. Now time is wasted. Now 20 years passed because you've been doing it backwards. How long I done had that habit? I've been working on the wrong end. I can't. It's not behavior modification.
Right.
You get it? I'm working from the wrong end. If I want to change doing and change having, I got to change being. I've got to work on my being. You think you know who you are, but you have no idea. It hurts me. It hurts me to see. I went to a school on Monday, and I see some schools are opened up. So thank God for that. And I went to school on Monday, and it bothers me to see human beings not knowing who they are. It bothers me when you are much more. You are more. Say, I am more.
I am.
Let me talk to you for a second. You are more, but it hurts me when I see you not being more than you are. It hurts, Apostle. That's why he has such tenacity, because he wants you to know that you are more than what you've been. You are more than what they told you you were. But you are more than your mistakes. You are more than your decisions. You are more than some. You are more than that. I am more. Say it.
More.
Come on, say it again. I am more. Come on, say it. I am more.
Hallelujah.
One problem. And so you need one answer. Look at the scripture. Put it up there. Let's go back. Go back a little further. Go back to, I think, to verse 38. Go to 38. Go to verse 38 real quick. Now, it came to pass as they went into a certain village, as Jesus talking about, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and did what?
Heard his word.
Now, this is where you find your I am. You find your I am in the words of Jesus. Now, you remember, now, Jesus was the word. He is the word made flesh. When he showed up, his Jesus had one sole thing to do, and that was to demonstrate who the Father was on earth. So everything that he did is the Father. All right? We I ain't got time to go. That's another message, all right? But everything he is, everything he did on this earth, that's the Father. Everything that all the principles that we be picking out the Bible from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, all point to Jesus. He is the Word in flesh. John 1 says that. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So now here she is, Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Next verse. But Martha was coming about much serving. That's you. So you think if you can get your 1-2-step program together. So if I make sure I pray for an hour, and I make sure I read 32 scriptures today. And then when I finish my 32nd scripture, then I got to get some oil and put it on my palms. It's random stuff. And we do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You don't even know what you're doing. You're trying to do something. You don't know what you're being. How can I pray and my prayers not get answered? Because you don't know who you are. So you're praying amiss. The Bible talks about that. The Bible speaks about that. He said, but you're praying amiss. Like you're missing. Like you're missing the point. Like you're praying, but you're missing the goal. You're missing the point of what prayer does. All right, what is prayer? Communicating with God, right? We started communicating with God, right? Yeah. Now, first of all, communication is like this, which means it's not you talking the whole time.
Right.
Sometimes you need to shut up in your prayer. Shut up. Yes, I said shut up. Be quiet. Stop saying all that. And so, all right, communicate. So that means, when I pray, God is communicating. I wonder what he's telling me. I wonder what he's saying. I wonder what the maximized thing that God could be saying to us. Sometimes God, I know that all the time, the first thing God wants to tell you is who you are.
That's right.
Listen. Can you imagine God talking to you? Come on for a second. Come on. And God is saying, Larry, you more than that. This is what you're going to do. You're going to bring your situation to God, and that's fine. I'm not saying don't do it. You're going to take your situation and bring it to the Lord. That's fine, right? Everybody say that's fine. You're going to take your situation and bring it to the Lord, and the Lord, you're going to be looking for direction, but he's going to give you direction through description.
Yes, sir.
He's going to give you direction through identity.
Yes.
And what he's going to say to you, you're more than that.
Yeah.
Hey.
If you realize that you're more than that, then you get up out this mud, the prodigal son. He comes to himself. I ain't got time to go to the store. They say he came. He down in the slop.
Right.
Down in the slop eating with the pigs. Then
he
said, he came to himself.
Yeah.
Surely,
wow.
I go back to my father's house and at least I can be a servant.
Yeah.
He came to some acknowledging of who he was.
Yeah.
He didn't say he's going to get a job at nobody else. He's going back to his
father.
Came to himself. So God going to tell you, wake up. Wake up. You don't know who you are? Wake up. Because a lot of times you're asking God to do something, he's telling you do it. Who gonna, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Who gonna speak to the mountain and the mountain gonna move?
Come on.
The Bible didn't say, you gonna ask me to move the mountain and I'm gonna move the mountain for you. It don't say that. The Bible said, you gonna say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe. You gonna do it. But you can't do it because you don't know who you are. The only reason things are not changing is because you don't know who you are in Christ. Put the scripture back up. So now, here we go. Martha is coming about much serving. You're doing a bunch of stuff. Trying to serve Jesus. I'm doing a bunch of stuff trying to serve Jesus. I'm doing a bunch of stuff trying to serve the Lord. And the Lord said, I wish you'd serve me by being like me. That's the greatest service there is. You trying to serve and you've been served already. Jesus served you your plate already. Jesus served you your deity already. Oh, no, y'all not hearing me. He served it to you already. He served it to you. We're supposed to be serving it to others. You missing it? You catching it or you missing it? Which one?
Got it.
Come on, say, I'm catching it.
I'm catching it.
Coming about much service. That means you're worried. Come, but you're worried. You're just worried. So it's amazing how we can go to church and get anointed and holy all fire and shout during praise and worship and fall on the floor. We put the little covers over you when you fall on the floor. You know, all the different things. And then come Monday, something show up that's not at church or something show up in your life and you begin to panic. It didn't happen to all of us. Monday, I'm not talking about Tuesday. I'm not talking about 2 days removed. Sunday evening. Somebody call you, oh Lord, and now you're cumbered. And you immediately forget who you are. Right now, in this moment, I love it when we come together, forsake not the assembly of yourself. I love it when they come to church because iron sharpens iron, and when together in a group, we begin to find out who we are, right? But we've got to figure out how to hold on to this in our personal time. Soon as that little thing show up on your phone, a little notification about your bank account, you done forgot who you was. You done got distraught. You done lost every bit of anointing. You don't even want to talk to nobody no more. Now you're mad, aggravated, and upset, and now you got an attitude with me. Or whoever in the car with you. Now you got an attitude, oh, I'm tired now. You just forget who you are. Any moment that you're functioning in fear or worry, you've forgotten who you are. My servant, coming about my servant. And then came to Jesus. That's so funny. That's how we do. We worried about a bunch of stuff. And so we come to Jesus, but we missed the point. We should have been there already. And said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, said her name twice. I know he be saying your name twice too. Mine too. Montreal, Montreal. They go with the head shake. Montreal, Montreal. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. You only got one problem now. Come on, come on. Look at the one. Come on. Look at it. Everybody be like, look at the one. You only got one problem. But go back to verse 41. Have you been careful and troubled about many things? Come on, y'all, come on. I've been all this over. I'm trying to get this together and this together and that together and that together. And if I can get all those things together, then my life will be together. Don't we feel like that? And don't we feel like it's a task that we're doing all day long to pull everything together? But it seems like as soon as you pull your health in, your money went that way. Right? You ever had to keep a bunch of little kids at one time? I'm talking about the little ones, they big enough to run around, they big enough to be fast. Like they quick enough to be fast. They not grown, but they like, you know, the toddlers, the two and they, you get about three or four active ones of those, and you'll be all over the place. Wouldn't you? Yeah. That one gonna run that way. So as soon as you get that one, you're gonna tell the other one, sit down now. Sit down. Come here, sit down. I swear, if you get up, no, I'm gonna beat yourself if you get up, all right? Don't you move. You gotta threaten the mama, right? Don't you move. And so you turn your back to go get this one. That one then ran that way. So you done brought, and only life feel like that sometimes. As soon as I got this together, then this go wrong. As soon as I got my family together, then the money ain't there to take my family nowhere. Soon as I do that, then my health, now I'm stressed out. Soon as I did it, right? Come on, trouble, careful and troubled about many things. But you think if you pull all them things in, you can corral them all like a bunch of horses. Or corral them like a bunch of cattle. If I can corral all these things in at one time, right? If I can grab all these things at one time, then my life will be together. Because you're going after all these things. You're troubled. You're careful and troubled about many things. Calm down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Come on, breathe in, breathe out. Come on, breathe in, breathe out. Look at your neighbor and tell him, calm down. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, calm down. Look, look, do your hand, look, look. Calm, look at my hand, look. Calm down, do your hand, use your hands. Calm down. Yo, chill out. Yo, be cool. Stop panicking. Chill out. Calm down. Stop being so careful and troubled about many things. Now, Jesus is in the house. In this particular time, Jesus is right there in the house. No, at this particular time, Jesus is right there in the house. We know what happens when Jesus is in the house, right? Y'all remember the story about Jesus when the storm came up, but Jesus was down in the boat sleeping? Yeah, he was just calm. Because he knew who he was. So I'm asleep. I'm sure the boat was shaking and water was all over the place and people were screaming and it was, he's asleep. Sound asleep. Soon as he wake up, he say, peace be still, it's over with. We end up prayer meeting, it's over with. Because he knew who he is.
Amen.
Jesus is in the house right now. And Jesus is in the house. No. You. You, come on, point to yourself. Say, Jesus is in the house. Come on, say it. Say, Jesus is in the house. All right, and if Jesus is in the house, there should be no storms. Oh, watch this. If a storm do come up, all you got to do is speak to it and say, peace, be still. Peace, be. You tell it what it be. Because you are. But if you stormish, you got storms going on inside of you. You got storms going, thunderstorms in your mind. You got all this thunder and lightning and rain in your mind. Then you can't call something else what you ain't. Scripture says the great commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yeah, what's on the outside, whatever the outside receives is what comes from the inside. It starts with you being, you knowing that I am. Say, I am more.
I am more.
But see, you got these storms in your mind. I didn't get a chance to get to this like I wanted to get to Sunday, but you got these storms in your mind because you keep, they say, I'm not a meteorologist, nothing like that, but they say a lot of times the way storms come to pass is like cold air and hot air meet in the air and then whatever all that stuff happened, right? Well, see, what happened is, can good and bad water come out the same fountain? See, what happens is, you're putting a bunch of different stuff in your mind. And you're calling it entertainment. You're calling it a pastime. And so it's up there and mingling and causing a storm. It's causing a war in your mind. You've invited it, though. Ain't nothing else. You've invited it. You invite it every day. If you turn something on and it ain't promoting who you are in that word, it's going to send you somewhere else. And you're going to have another, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. You're going to say something else. You're going to begin to confess to something that you don't really want. Are you bringing storms about on yourself? Am I unhealthy because I'm just being unhealthy? Have I done things that are promoting foolishness in my life? There should be a time in everybody's life that we shed everything off. Amen. And consider your ways. All right, consider, and it said, consider your ways. It says, you drink, but you're still thirsty. It don't make no sense, do it. But it happens. You pray and it still be unanswered. Consider your ways. It said, you're cold, so you put on clothes, but you're still freezing. Mm-hmm. Consider your ways. It says you're hungry and you eat, but you're still hungry. It never quenched the hunger on the inside of you. Consider. It says you work. Oh, so how many of y'all went to work today? Come on, reason. Come on. How many went to, come on. You go work for wages, but you ain't never got enough. Can somebody say that that's how it be sometimes? Come on, tell the truth right now. I told y'all, hold on, time out. I told y'all Sunday, I'm not acting funny with y'all. We're not acting funny up in church tonight. We family, ain't we? We talk family business in church, right? Or when we were family, we talk family business, right? Then don't be trying to front with me. I already know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
You bring in wages and you don't know where it went at the end of the month. What is going on? you go start looking on you online. I spent $900 on fast food. What's going on? Well, where did it go? Then what we do? I rebuke the enemy of my finances. You need to rebuke yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, listen, I rebuke you. You gonna start spending all that, running all over the place, spending more than you're sowing. I ain't looking at nobody. We get to rebuking the enemy. The enemy said, I wasn't even over there. I ain't been in your house in 6 months. I just set the trap and you went into it. Matter of fact, you sleep in it. Matter of fact, you sleep in the trap. Matter of fact, it's all in your ears. You put it on. And then you turn it on. And you flick through the trap. And you pick up the phone and talk the trap with the gossipers. Be careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42. But what?
One thing.
How many?
One thing.
How many things?
One.
What are them things you looking for? If I could just get this together, that'll be the hit right there. If I could just get this and this and this and this together, boy, my life will be great. Your life already great. You are great. Say, I am great. Come on, say, I am great. Come on, say it again. I am great. A little louder, say, I am great. See, if you realize that you are great, then you don't have to worry about great things happening. See, we sitting here and we're waiting for events to make us feel good about ourselves. When you are the event. You happening right now. I am happening right now. You get it?
Yes.
You the event. I don't have to wait for somebody to come bring something over here. Look, somebody bringing something over there is only a product of what's already going on in here.
Hallelujah.
The money coming. Everybody say money coming.
Money coming.
Come on, say it again. Money coming.
Money coming.
Come on, say it again. Money coming.
Money coming.
In Kings, it says, all that money cometh, all the money that cometh into a man's heart.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So that means before it comes to the hand, it got to come in the
heart.
Hold on. I'm not even right here. Before it comes to the hand, it got to come to the heart. If you be great, you don't have to wait on great. If you be blessed, you don't have to wait on a blessing. If I am something, then I don't have to wait for somebody to bring something to me. If I am a thing. But one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part. Watch this. Which shall not be taken away from her. So now Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet to hear what Jesus is saying, because she know in his word is her identity. In whatever he's saying is not. Martha thought Jesus was coming to bless the house. Now if you want the house to be blessed, cool. Or do you want to realize that you are the blessing? Come bless my house, and I'll do it. I'll come pray for your house. But I'm really going to show up and tell you, hey, you know you the blessing, right? You know the moment that you took ownership of this, or the moment that you moved in here, this became blessed, because you are.
You are the blessing. I am the blessing.
Come on, y'all, come on. Listen, I'm trying to break your mind. Sometimes we sit there and we're like, how can this be? How can this be, seeing I know not? Sound like Mary. Don't worry about that. He done made it like that already. The word promise. Everybody say promise.
Promise.
First of all, I'm skipping. Lord Jesus. Okay, cool. That's fine. Listen, promise. First of all, let me give you this statement. Everybody say, I am. Now. So we proclaim a thing, right? Listen to me well. All right. And this is why the word of God is important. This is why we should meditate day and night. See, you thought you was doing it for duty. or you thought you was doing it to try to not be sinful, right? Sin is a product of not knowing who you are. That's it. The wages of not knowing who you are is death. He who commits not knowing who you are is of the devil. Those are scriptures. Like he who commits sin, he just don't know who you are. Adam and Eve started sinning because he let the serpent tell him something that he wasn't. So that's when it came in. Came in from a confused identity crisis. Come on, y'all. It is only not knowing who you are. If you knew who you are, you wouldn't have to worry about doing that.
That's good. Thank you, Lord. Glory to
God. The answer is in I am. At the root. We've been dealing with the fruit, but you need to deal with the root. We've been dealing with the outside when you need to deal with the inside. Lord, here, Lord, where's the kingdom of God? It is on the
inside.
So my proclamation. Now, okay, now watch this. You can go around and scream, I am all day long. You can say, I'm blessed. I said, we was in the office, we were talking, me and Troy and Darius were talking. Said, I am rich. I said, prove it. I can tell you right now, prove it. I am abundant, prove it. See, my daddy taught me the word. He taught me how to walk by the word. Let me make you something. There's no fantasy up in there. You just start yelling a bunch of stuff. What's wrong with a bunch of church now? They're yelling a bunch of stuff and think stuff is just magic and it's going to happen. No. You need to know who you are. And you need to know what the Bible, I got mad today. They talking about the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, right? It's basic instructions before you leave earth. No. Stop, please. The Bible is an owner's manual that gives you identity. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. I ask a young man, I say, I am rich. P, you hear me? You listen to me, P? You listen to me? I say, I am rich. Say it. I said, prove it. They couldn't give me three scriptures. Well, then you really don't know. So now how can an apostle come out here and say, the money just keep on coming, and the money just keep on coming, and you can say it, but don't nothing happen, it comes sparingly. Because you don't know. Because you didn't spend the time with the identity. You didn't spend the time with the owners. And then we complain about reading. Listen, when you're reading, I'm going to make it happy for you. Everybody say, I am happy. Come on, everybody say, I am. I'm going to make it easy for you, all right? I'm going to make it easy and simple for you, all right? It's no longer no duty. Everybody say, no duty. Come on, say, no duty. Come on, say, no work.
No
duty, no work. No duty, no work. I'm not putting you on the clock. You need to read so many things before you get spiritual enough. No, I am spiritual.
I am spiritual.
Forget that. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
So now, when you're spending time, Jen, you listen to me? When you're spending time in the Word, what you're doing is spending time with you.
Yeah.
Huh? What you're doing is you're spending time, my daddy wasn't in my life. Who was God? The Father. Well, nobody showed me how to do it. Spend the time with the owner's manual that gives you identity. Everything that you need to know how to be is in there already. I don't know how to be that. Go to the manual and spend time with the manual. We spend time with so many other things, and that's why we are so many other things. It's a trick. It's a trick of the enemy. If there's one thing that's wrong with you, there's one problem that you got, wouldn't it be great to make you think you got 20 people fighting you?
Yeah.
And you only got one?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be great for him to make you think that you got 15 million problems and life is too hard for you and you got too many things coming against you when only one thing is needful?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he confused you. And if I can get you looking over here and over there and over there, you're never looking under Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
Yes.
If I get you looking at the winds and the waves, then you can't walk on water.
Oh my, wow. That's good.
It's a trick, Jamila. It's a trick. He threw all this stuff out here, threw all these different things to trick you from focusing on Jesus. It is a trick. If it ain't telling you who you are in Jesus, it's tricking you. And not until we come to the bottom line of that. You hear me? You hear me, Jared? You hear me? It's not until we come to the bottom line of that will things begin to change. Will our actions begin to change? It is a trick. You listening to me? It is a trick of the enemy to divert your attention. That's what confusion is. All right. It's a distraction. Fusion is really putting stuff together. But then the confusion throw you off. You hear me? Knowing who you are. So he's tricking you and throwing all the, and you think, like, you think these things are your friends. You think all these shows, and all the, you think that's your friends. You think these crazy thoughts, that's, you think that's your friends. They've been there for so long, so we just hang out together. And you don't know the other thing that keep you from being. You are more. You are more. You better open your mouth. What? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You better say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to come over in that seat over there. I am more. Say it.
I am more.
But you got to know. Now, let me teach you something about all your confessions. I said, I am rich. Say it.
I am rich.
Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Now, the only way you're going to prove it is by a scripture. Because I can't claim nothing that ain't been given to me in the manual.
That's right.
If you get a car and it don't have power windows, it's not going to be in the manual. I've had a car where you got a rule, right?
Yeah.
If power windows don't come with that car, it is not in the manual,
right?
And so it's not in the manual, so why you keep pressing buttons trying to make something happen that ain't what's in the car?
Right.
The car could have power windows, but if you ain't read the manual, you may not know. You ever had a car before and then you drove it for years and then you finally figured out you had this on it? Wait, what? I could have been doing what? And then but you're getting rid of the car. Now you done wore it out. Now you're getting rid of it. All the time. I'll tell you something. This week I've been driving. Now listen to the words that I'm saying, okay? Because there's a Jesus spoke in parables, and so there's always a meaning in some of the words. So you got to catch. You got to listen. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You have to listen to what I'm saying. So this week, and it may sound like it's a story, but I want you to listen to what I'm saying. So this week, you know, my car had to go to the shop. You listen to me? And so I had to drive my father's car.
Yeah.
Had to drive my father's Escalade. So I'm rolling up. I'm doing all right. And so I've been driving for the past 3 and 4 days, but driving my father's car, right? And so when I pull up to the house, which is my father's house, but this is still where I live, right? I pull up to my father's house. This is how I get inside the house. I pull up and I park in the driveway, but because I don't have a key for the front door, right? I don't have a key for the door. I called Taylor this afternoon asking for a key, right? And it's like crazy to see. Because I don't have a key, what I do is, no matter where I park at in the driveway, I walk all the way around to the garage, put the code in for the garage to go up, then go inside, press the button for the garage to go down, and then go inside the door. And sometimes I got to walk way further than where I need to walk. Y'all ever seen a pastor's house?
Right.
Have y'all ever seen a pastor's house?
Oh, yeah.
And they got some walking going on, okay? Get some good exercise up in there. So I do a lot. I go. I still get in, but I just do it. Can I show you? I drive it. I pull in the driveway. And it's, I park right here, right? And I don't really be stopping like that, but this. So the door to the house is right here. And actually, the stairway to get up to where my room is right past the door. So I can actually get there pretty quick. But here I go parking by the door. And because I don't have a
key.
All right, listen to me. Because I don't have a
key,
I have to go around the long way. And normally if I went to this door, all I got to do is pull out the key, clamp, I'm inside, and we good. But now I got to walk around here, and I got to remember the code, and I got to press it and press enter twice. Then I got to go in and go in the garage, then step in, and then press the button to put the garage in. Then I got to go in the house and then walk all the way to the stairs. Because I don't have a
key.
Because I don't have a
key.
I don't have a key. Now, I'm in my father's car going into my father's house, but I don't have a key. So I've been driving his car all week this week. Since Monday, I've been driving his car all week. So I'm on my way coming to church tonight. Listen to me. I'm coming to church tonight. Now, you know, I'm in the car. I've been driving the car. So I'm leaving out the house, today, and when I come to the church, and I got dressed at the church, so I came with some sweatpants with them. I just said, so I'm bringing my clothes out to the car and everything, and I'm like, man. The truck is in the front, right by the door. So I leave out the front door to put everything in the car. Then I got to go back inside, lock the door, and walk all the way around. Just the car right there. The car right there. I'm looking at it through the window. I got to walk all the way around because I don't have a
key.
So I got smart today. So I said, I called Tara. Tara handled everything for Paul. I said, Tara, man, ain't got no keys around here. We got any keys here? Like any keys for the front door? Because, you know, I'm tired, man. I don't want to do that anymore if I don't have to do it. I came to myself. I realized I was making myself work harder than I should have worked. Because I should have a key. I got a right. I should have a key because I got a right. So I called him and said, Terrell, he said, let me think. I don't think he got one there. He said, he might have some of the key rings on one of Apostle Carl's. I'm going to go check, and I'm going to see, all right? So I was like, all right, cool. Well, let me know what you find out. Cool, because I got to get out of here, all right? So I made up in my mind. I got off the phone. I was like, man, well, I'm going to have to do it this one more time. I'm going to have to lock the door and then walk all the way around. So my phone rang. Terrell called me back. My phone rang. He said, hey. I said, what's happening? And I thought he was going to tell me where there was a key, right? So I was going to go to the house and look in the drawer. Open up the cabinet. Oh, they got one up on. He said they should have a key on the key ring of the Escalade you've been driving. In my father's house, in my father's car, with my father's keys. And don't know I got a key to the door. Come on, think about it. Come on. Y'all catching it? Come on. No. Are you catching? I know the funny story. I laughed later after myself too, right? But understand. So, Jared, I've been driving with the keys for 3 days. The key on the, I wish I had the keys with me right now. There's keys just dangling on the key ring. I've been starting the car. I've been using the automatic start. I've been sitting the keys on the counter and putting the keys in my pocket and going everywhere with my keys, but I think I can't get in the door. Because I don't know what I got already. Come on. Because I feel, you hear me? Listen to me, Phil. Because I don't know what I got already. Already got it. Come on, say it, already got it. Come on, say it, already got it. Come on, say it, already got it. What you've been asking for, you already got it. All right, now watch. Let me teach somebody what you're asking for. Sit down right quick. Your proclamation. I am this. I am that. 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 I'm whatever. All the stuff you're saying, I am, right? Prove it. If you can't prove it, then it's perverted. Watch this. Your proclamation is perverted without proof in the promise. I'm going to say it again. Your proclamation, what you're proclaiming, is perverted without proof in the promise. So when you're saying something, you got to have something to back up what you're saying. Not only have it, but you got to know that you got it. Not be informed that you got it, but you got to be intimate with the fact that you got that. Come on, say, I got it. Come on, say it again, I got it. So now when I go read my word, it's telling me what I got already. Oh, you're going to read a little, you're going to eat that word a little stronger now. You're going to read the word a little stronger now because the stuff that's been happening to you shouldn't be happening because you are more. And you find out you're more by going in there more. According to thy faith, be it unto you. He who soweth sparingly, reap sparingly. Soweth bountifully, reap bountifully. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. It says, he who hath shall more. Oh, come on, y'all. But he that hath not shall be taken away even at which he hath. So to know that you are more, you have to go into it more. You don't know it. I'm not talking about memorizing. Memorizing is good, though. Memorizing is part of it, right? Memorizing, I'm not saying don't memorize. I'm not trying to make a law out of that, right? Don't stop at the memorize. Realize. Realize what it says about you. That's your identity. Stop getting your identity from everywhere else. Because you're light skin, you're brown skin, you think your hair good, you think your hair not good, you think this and all this stuff. They are identity crisis. Right. Somebody told you was no good. Somebody might have told you were stupid when you was younger. Somebody might have told you you're just like your dirty daddy. You ain't gonna be nothing but like your mama. You're nagging like your mama. You ain't gonna never be nothing. The people say stuff like that. It's funny. Don't you say nothing like that, please. Don't you ever tell nobody that. You don't have a right to tell somebody ain't gonna never be nothing. We hear a lot of different things. And it begins to mold who we are. Or who we think we are. You already got it. But to know that you're more, say, I am more.
I am
Come
more.
On, say it again, I am more.
I am
but
more.
To know that you're more, you got to go in there more. Right. See, so now, as I think, therefore I am. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? That's scripture, right? It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of what are the issues that's been coming out of you? All right, now if it hadn't been the glorious ones that we hear about on Sunday, it's because you wasn't glorious with it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and then go back again on Sunday. I am doing it right now, but after you find out what that's about, what the Word of God is about, and what it's really doing, I shouldn't have to convince you to find out about yourself. I shouldn't have to hawk you down. Did you read about yourself today? You mean to tell me you ain't read about yourself at all today? So who did you think you were? Oh, that's why that happened today. Oh, that's why I didn't have an answer for that. That's why it took me 20 minutes of prayer just to come to myself to realize what I already was. That's why I need to call such and such to come in agreement with me in prayer, because I didn't know who I was. Now, I'm not saying don't call nobody. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes we need that, all right? Cool, but whoever you're calling is going to push you towards who you are. They should. If they ain't, get on the phone with them. So my proclamation is perverted without proof and a promise. All right, so what does that do? That set me up to now I can't just say what... I can't just come up with things out of the sky that I want to be. Because God has already planned my life out. He's already planned my life out and designed me and put all the gifts and anointings on the inside of me to be whatever it is that he wanted me to be. He made us different for a reason. Oh, wouldn't it be so? There would be no such thing as a rainbow if there was all one color. You can't make these beautiful pictures and all these different things. You can't make it with if it's all the same thing. He made us different for a reason. So now sometimes you're saying that you are something or you want to be something, but you don't know who you are because you didn't go there. Are y'all with me? So now my proclamation has to be backed by a promise. I look at the word promise, I do they call it etymology, looking up the original word. It says it comes from the word pro and it's mittere, M-I-T-T-E-R-E, and it's a promittere. Promittere means to send ahead or to send, and pro means before. So that means it was something that was set before you.
Come on, that's good.
Hold on.
That's good.
Set before you, like it's right in front of you, but then it was here before you got here. That means I already had a promise and a plan. For I know the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I already got the plan already. If I already got it. Faith, you hear me? I already got the plan already. Go to the word and see what the plan is. Can you go to the manual? Can you go to the instructions and see which way to walk? Walk. Romans 8. Walk. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for telling me to walk. Romans 8. Listen to me. Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk, everybody say walk.
Walk.
Come on, say who walk.
Walk,
not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So that means you don't walk after the flesh, but you walk after the spirit. What you walking after? What you walking after? Some of you walking after stuff that ain't you. And so you act out and you act up. And some of this don't never go right. Because you're walking after something else. Come on, I ain't trying to mess with your shows. You know. I ain't trying to mess with your favorite little song. You know. Go look at what you got and then see what you've been putting in. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, life in Christ Jesus, let me get it right. Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Everybody say, made me free.
Made.
Everybody say, I am free.
I am.
Come on, say it again. I am free.
I am.
Come on, say, I am free.
I am.
Now, let me stop right there. You free whether you know you free or not. You can be free with the cuffs on you, but you're still free. You just don't know you got power to break the cuffs. You free. Say, I am free.
I am free.
Because the scripture says Jesus made me free. Made me free. I am free. Say it.
I am free.
Now, if you have an unfree moment in your life or some kind of bondage that's holding you up, and you say, well, that don't match what I'm saying right now, then it's something that you don't know. It's something that you have not become intimate with in the Word. It's something that you need to know about. Remember, one problem. Not a bunch. One. Not a bunch. One. Right? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law, listen to me. Are y'all listening? For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. For what the law could not do, being, doing, having. Okay, listen to me. Being, doing, having. Listen to me. Stay with me. Being, doing, and having. But we've been doing and not having because we don't know our being. So what the law, if you try to function in something without being intimate with the promise, you back on the law. You being lawful when you saying I am, but you don't know you really I am. You function in the law. And the law can't do it because what the law could not do. You've been doing a lot, but ain't nothing getting done. The law can't do it. Because that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin where?
Amen.
Come on, next verse. That the righteousness of the law might, what's that next word?
Be.
Don't go fulfill yet. Say be.
Be.
Come on, say be.
Be.
That the righteousness of the law might be.
Yes, sir.
That it might be. Then fulfilled where? But it got to be. Come on, say it. Be. Come on, say it again. Be. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk. We're talking about walking again, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about walking again, right? Who walk what? But what? What you walking after? That's what's going to be. Whatever you're walking after, that's going to be.
That's right.
Believe, be live. Break it down, be live. That's what you're going to be. You believe what they're telling you, then that's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to be, that's what you're going to have. Now, that's not who you are.
That's right.
You are free. Say, I am free.
Come
on, say it again. I'm saying, just say what I'm saying. You say, I've got to keep saying it all night. Yes, you need it, because you don't know it yet. I am free. Say it again. I am free. But that's who you are, Tasha. But the stuff, if stuff coming up, maybe you don't know it. Y'all listen to me. But I am free. As far as God, why you keep going crying to God? And God said, he do like this. I can imagine God looking and say, well, what else do you want me to do? I made you number one. Then I sent Jesus before you got here. My only one, my only begotten son. And I let him get beat. I let him live and show you how to live in the same type of suit you in. Then I let him get beat and tormented when he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve it one bit. But I let him go through all that. I let him get beat, tormented, die. Then I rose him up again. Right? Then I brought him back up here, and he's still holding on for you. He said, Jesus is interceding right now for us. He's still doing the same thing he started when he was here in the flesh. And then, Jesus told him, wait for the promise, because I'm going to send you a comforter. His name is the Holy Ghost. Then he's going to guide you in all truth, show you things you do not know, show you things to come, teach you all the different things, build you up on your most holy faith. What else do you want? Stop asking me for stuff. Stop asking me for all this other stuff that's in what I gave you already. Y'all not hearing me. If I give you $1 million, why would you ask me for 20? Don't come to me. I will slap in your mouth. $1 million. There, you got it. Right? You better say, I receive.
I'll
take it or something. That's a real thing. Don't play with me. $1 million. Right? Yeah, all right. Right? And then you're going to come back to me right after I get, like, you got a, and then I checked your account, and you still got $1 million in there. You know, your PIN number and everything. But then you're going to come to me and ask me to pay your $200 phone bill. I just gave you $1 million. You don't know what you got already? You got it already. You already have it. Just go into what I gave you already. Go inside what I gave you already. Go inside what I have given you already. I gave you Jesus. I gave you the blood. I gave you the anointing. I gave you power. I gave you words. I gave you the scripture. I gave you examples. I gave you a Holy Ghost that leads you and pull you back on track when you get off. What else you want? Lord, can I do as we God send his own son, like we sin in the flesh, and for the sin condemned sin in the flesh, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Verse 5, they that have the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that have the spirit the things of the spirit. Watch this. Verse 6. 4:2. Everybody say B. Don't go, don't jump. Stop. Calm down. This is how you need to study the word. Whenever we come to church together and we read the words and you hear the apostle stop and he tell you to repeat something, he's trying to teach you how to meditate.
Yeah.
Don't get at home speed reading. Ain't no speed reading with the Bible. No, I know this scripture already, so I'm just gonna skim over it. No, you don't know it. Calm down. You ain't know it had B in there. And if you did see B, you thought it was a B. You didn't know what it was. Calm down. You reading these scriptures, rushing through the scriptures all the time. That's why you don't know who you are. Rushing through your owner's manual. How you going to rush through instructions about you? That's why you forget. For to be. Now watch this. Carnally minded is death. Notice it didn't say to do carnal things is death. So Jesus didn't even start dealing with the do before he dealt with the be. When he started giving us instruction, you get it? When the word of God come forth, he even dealt with the be, because he know if I can change the be, I can change the do and the have. So for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Not life and peace. Go next scripture. Because the carnal, because this be the cause. Come on, y'all hear me? But this be the cause. The carnal mind is an enmity against God's enemy, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can. Put the next scripture up, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot. Roll back verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Do y'all understand what that's saying? I don't think you understand what they're saying. Look at it. Look on the screen. Don't look down your Bible. Look on the screen. Keep your head up. Because the carnal mind, that's the one that ain't telling you who Jesus says you are. That's the one that's taking you anywhere else other than what God says about you. The carnal mind, and you realize that look at me. You realize the way that we get a carnal mind is by following after carnality. It says walk after. All right. So this, walk after me, Jameson. He is willfully. I didn't do this. I didn't. He is willfully. That means Jameson right now is making a choice to follow me wherever I go. So Jameson, thank you, bro. Jameson right now is willfully walking behind me to go wherever I'm taking him. So that means when I turn it on, I turn the TV on, I'll turn that music on, I'll open that book, I'm reading that fiction, I'm doing these different things, I'll answer that phone call, I'll answer that gossip, I'll do all these different things. I am willfully walking after the flesh. So where do I put myself? Watch this. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what the judgment is. I put myself in this position because the carnal mind is the enemy against God. So you make yourself God's enemy. Not only that, for it is not subject to the law of God. This is the toughest part. Here's the toughest part. You listen to me? Here's the toughest part. Neither indeed can be. That means over in Romans, God said he gave. They want to do what they want to do so bad. They didn't want to listen. They didn't want to put down their worldly stuff, and they didn't want to put down all this craziness. So he said, I'm trying to tell y'all, but y'all don't want to listen. I'm trying to tell you that's not who you are. Would you just stop? I'm not trying to stop your fun. I'm trying to show you what fun is. I'm trying to show you that you are fun. So you don't want to hear me, so I give you over to a reprobate mind. Reprobate means you don't know left from right. You don't know if you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Ain't that scary? You don't know. You're going home and you don't know which way to turn. Because it is not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. Watch where you're walking. Change your walking. Change your pathway. Change your direction. If it ain't telling you what God is telling you, leave it alone. Amen.